Now, next month, the Czech Republic will mark an historic anniversary, 90 years since the founding of Czechoslovakia. To commemorate this day, the Czech Senate has put the original of the Pittsburgh Agreement, a document that created the basis for the new state, on display. On Monday, the U.S. ambassadors to the Czech Republic and Slovakia presented the document to the head of the Czech Senate, Přemysl Sobotka. Ruth Frankova has the details.
It is the first time in history that the Pittsburgh Agreement is on display in the Czech Republic. The document, which was exhibited in Slovakia over the summer, was loaned to the Czech Senate by the Historical Museum in Pittsburgh. It is displayed as part of the exhibition Path to Independence, about the building of the Czechoslovak state. The head of the Military History Institute in Prague, Aleš Knížek, explains its significance.
The Pittsburgh Agreement is one of the most significant documents for the independence of Czechoslovakia and its separation from the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In this document, our exile representatives Masaryk, Beneš and other representatives of Czechoslovakia sealed the foundation of the new state with their signatures. It was signed in the U.S. where the borders of the future state were outlined.
Hranic státu, který bude vznikat.
The agreement was signed in Pittsburgh on the 30th of May 1918. It helped Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, the future president of Czechoslovakia, prove that Slovaks wished to form a joint state with Czechs. The U.S. ambassador to the Czech Republic, Richard Graeber, explains the role of the United States in this event.
The United States provided a place to have these discussions and to create the framework for the future Czechoslovakia at that time. The United States was a haven, was a place of safety, and I think it really is very symbolic of the great trust, the great friendship that exists between our countries, between the United States and Czechoslovakia at that time and today between the United States and the Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Even though Czechoslovakia eventually split into two independent states, the U.S. ambassador says this fact doesn't diminish the importance of the Pittsburgh Agreement.
Well, I think it's important to remind ourselves of the friendship and the partnership that exists between the United States and these two countries. They are both great allies, they are great friends, they are important partners in the difficult world in which we live today. So absolutely, I think it is important to remember the successes of the past and draw upon them for the future.
The Pittsburgh Agreement will be on display in the exhibition grounds of the Czech Senate until the end of October.
Ruth Frankova on the famous Pittsburgh Agreement, certainly worth looking up.